Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 21st. You'll be interested to know. 48 years ago, today, in 1976, the Concorde, a commercial aircraft developed with funding from the British and French governments, commenced regular service, creating a sonic boom while traveling at supersonic speed, revolutionizing air travel and marking a significant achievement in aviation history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect stomach-to-shoulder-high swell on Tuesday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-bumpy in the afternoon. Wednesday will feature similar stomach-to-shoulder-high swell, maintaining glassy conditions in the morning before shifting to variable winds. On Thursday, expect knee-to-waist high swell with occasional stomach-high sets, remaining clean in the morning and glassy in the afternoon. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego, it's looking clean at 4 to 6 BV until 10. After that, it turns fair to choppy, but might be clean again for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5-foot outgoing low tide, when the east-northeast swell is 2.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be 2 foot at 9:45 a.m., with a 2.5-foot high tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 42 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday, with a high near 66 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 45 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 69 and a light northwest wind. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 51. Thursday stays sunny with a high near 74, while Thursday night brings partly cloudy skies and a low around 48. Friday remains mostly sunny with a high near 68, then a slight chance of rain after 4 a.m., and mostly cloudy skies at night with a low around 48. Saturday is looking cloudy with likely rain and a high near 60, continuing Saturday night with rain and a low around 47. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Kook Run 2025 kicks off Super Bowl Sunday, February 9th at 7 in the morning in Encinitas. This event features both a fun run and a professional race, with participants enjoying a 5-kilometer and 10-kilometer course along the Pacific coast. Runners will compete for a cash purse of $3,000, while children ages 3 to 12 can participate in the Junior Kook Run. The event also includes a lively costume contest and generous donations to local organizations. Registration is open, with participants receiving premium T-shirts and finishers' medals. Now on to sports. Last night, the Ohio State Buckeyes secured their 6th national title, edging out Notre Dame 34-23 in Atlanta. Will Howard's 56-yard connection with Jeremiah Smith sealed the game. Notre Dame's valiant comeback fell short as Ohio State celebrated their first championship since the 2014 season. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell to the Penguins 5-1 at home. Despite Adrian Kempe's goal, Pittsburgh's Sidney Crosby and Anthony Beauvillier led a dominant charge. The Kings, now 25-14-5, struggled to match the Penguins' intensity, who outshot them 32-26. Tomorrow night, the Kings at 25-14-5 host the Panthers in the City of Angels. Tonight, the Lakers, with a record of 22-18, host the struggling Washington Wizards at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers aim to bounce back from their recent loss. Meanwhile, the Wizards on a 10-game slide. In top news, yesterday, the nation's capital resembled a business hub as prominent tech executives attended President Donald Trump's inauguration. CEOs such as Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, Sundar Pichai, and Jeff Bezos scored seats ahead of some incoming cabinet members, raising concerns about an emerging oligarchy. Many of these leaders have cozied up to Trump, with Musk spending over $119 million to support his re-election. Companies like Amazon, Meta, and Alphabet contributed $1 million each to the inauguration fund, which surpassed $200 million in total pledges. In business news, Starbucks chairman and chief executive officer Brian Niccol has announced upcoming corporate layoffs set to begin this spring. In a memo shared with employees and posted on the company's website, Niccol emphasized the need to operate more efficiently, indicating that job eliminations and smaller support teams are on the horizon. He reassured that these layoffs will only impact corporate workers, leaving in-store employees and hours unaffected. With over 3,000 stores and 16,000 corporate staff, Starbucks plans to commence layoffs by early March. Niccol acknowledged the uncertainty this may cause and expressed his commitment to transparency. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 102,000. Ethereum is just under 3,300. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 26 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's AirTag is gaining traction as a tool for preventing vehicle theft, with one Colorado police department now distributing them for free. The Arvada Police Department aims to reduce auto thefts by giving away AirTags and tile trackers, accompanied by stickers that warn potential criminals. The sticker states that the vehicle is tracker-equipped, allowing police to track it if stolen, provided the owner shares its location. This initiative could lead to a decline in auto thefts. The community is encouraged to share their thoughts on whether more cities should adopt similar giveaways. Entertainment news. Apple TV Plus recently launched the eagerly awaited new season of Severance, but fans are also buzzing about the potential return of another favorite, Ted Lasso. Although Ted Lasso Season 4 has not yet been officially announced, star Nick Mohammed hinted that news is coming soon. In a video on X, Mohammed shared that he is adjusting his schedule due to upcoming filming, while holding up a believe sign. Speculation suggests the announcement could coincide with the finale of Severance, possibly aligning with an Apple Spring event, which would excite subscribers about new content. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Norman Vincent Peale. And he said, "Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.